Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning. We have reached the middle of May, excuse me, of April. Lots of things going on in the world of sports. We'll start first with this. You know, it's amazing how 2 or 3 days will turn everything around. It's amazing how a nice weekend, you know, sometimes you leave work on Friday and you're just thinking, man, this, wow, what? I just need a good couple of days off and I need a quick turnaround. Well, there was one team locally that got that quick turnaround. Didn't get the weekend off. In fact, took the weekend and made it its B with a great series. When we went into Friday's show, when we finished Friday's show, the Kansas City Royals were sitting at 3-6 after coming off three straight losses. Two of those to the A's, one to the Astros, and we're thinking, man, this sucks. This team just can't get anything together. Well, 4 days later, 3 days later, we're feeling a heck of a lot better about that. Four straight wins, including a walk-off yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. They are now back to 6-6, 500 on the year. It's early. I know 500 doesn't look pretty, but it's early, and you have to have a lot of faith in this team. They did it with long balls. They did it with base hits, running, stealing, whatever it needed to be over the weekend. Yesterday, a walk-off hit, Alcides Escobar with the drive-in, getting the game-winning run in the ninth inning to give Kansas City the only run of the game, coming just days after the first two games in this series, a combined 10-3 Royals wins, a kind of a light offense for the Royals on Sunday, but near just enough, and gets them the victory in this game. Again, 1-0 your finish yesterday. How good was Ian Kennedy? How good was the pitching all weekend? Just absolutely incredible. Ian Kennedy just goes insane on Sunday. 8 innings, allowed 2 hits, 10 strikeouts in the game. However, the offense couldn't pick him up. That was the downside of this game. Ian Kennedy was absolutely brilliant in this ballgame. Absolutely brilliant. What was that old beer commercial? Brilliant. Ian Kennedy was brilliant in this game. 8 innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts. But again, does not get the win as the Royals were not able to pick up that run until the ninth inning, giving Kelvin Herrera the victory. He goes just that one inning and gets the win, allows no hits, obviously, and the strikeout to finish up the ball game. And Kansas City would move on now to a series. A day off today after the 4-game streak. You have to wonder if that hurts just a little bit. When a team gets on a streak like that, a day off, you just never know what that is going to do to a team. Can it maybe let them relax a little bit, or are they going to press a little bit? Because coming into town now, we have a 2-game set with the San Francisco Giants, a rematch of the World Series from a couple of years ago. This one is going to be, and I want to apologize first of all, and I was so fired up about this on Friday. So fired up about this. I said that Wednesday's matchup would be a pitcher's duel between Madison Bumgarner and Danny Duffy. Well, I miscalculated, and I'm not very smart. I'm not a smart man, Gen A. It will actually be Madison Bumgarner against Jason Vargas on Wednesday, but still, excellent, excellent matchup. Both of these games will be a lot of fun. The Giants and the Royals, but again, an off day today for the Boys in Blue after the victory yesterday, 1-0. Again, they move to 6-6 on the year and have a couple more home games before they take a long stretch, a 7-game stretch on the road throughout next weekend and into early the week thereafter. They take on the Rangers for 4 and then the White Sox for 3. So the Royals need to get at least one of these wins, if not both. I think they have a chance to get both, especially if the pitching stays what it was. Those last couple of days in the pitching staff have been tremendous. And if they can keep that up, they could get a sweep. If not split, they need to get if they can't sweep, they need to at least get the split. They can't go into this road stretch 2 games below 500 again. There's just no reason for that. So, again, Giants and Royals starting tomorrow. We'll have more on that one on tomorrow's show because it is an excellent, excellent pitching matchup. And we'll talk a little bit about the offenses on tomorrow's show. Do want to move on, though, to the playoffs going on in the NBA and the NHL. We'll start first with the NBA. A story out of the NBA breaking over the weekend, and a sad story breaking out yesterday in the form Isaiah Thomas, the Boston Celtics guard, lost his sister in a car crash over the weekend, a one-car wreck, lost his sister. He comes out against the Chicago Bulls, and sports are a completely different monster. We've said that thousands of times. Sports are a completely different monster. Any other business, you lose a loved one and you get a day off. You get as much time as you need to recover. Basketball is the complete opposite. Sports, the complete opposite. We saw that with the Royals. We saw that with Eddie Volquez. We saw that with Chris Young. We saw that with Mike Moustakas. Moose took a little bit of time off. Eddie Volquez, he pitched that night. He lost his father and then pitched. This is the only time we see this in sports. The only time you will see a guy go straight to a game just hours after finding out that his sister passed away. So our thoughts go out to Isaiah Thomas, the entire Thomas family. But he comes up for the Celtics in game one and absolutely puts a hurting on the Bulls. 33 points in game one. However, the Celtics couldn't get anything else from this team. 33 for Isaiah Thomas in a losing effort as the number 8 seed Bulls would get the victory 106-102. Isaiah Thomas, the big man in this game, but his team could not back him up, and the Bulls get the victory 106-102. Other winners over the weekend, Golden State beats Portland. They open up a 1-0 series lead. All of these game ones in the NBA. the number 4 seed Clippers, they fall to Utah in game one of their Western Conference series. Other winners, Houston, San Antonio, Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Washington, as well as the Chicago Bulls. look at tonight's games in the NBA before we quickly switch over to the NHL. Games tonight in the NBA, if you want to check out a couple of excellent ball games, it is Cleveland taking on the Pacers. That's the 2-7 matchup in the East, and the 2-7 matchup as well in the West. It is the San Antonio Spurs, who already have the one-game lead, taking on Memphis. That going on in the AT&T Center in San Antonio. So Cleveland and San Antonio hosting games tonight. That Pacers-Cavs game, game one between these two, was absolutely classic. A 109-108 victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I had a chance to check out this game, and man, oh man, did Cleveland put a nice little effort toward the end. Actually, they were outscored in the fourth quarter, but had enough juice in them to get the 109-108 victory. So you have to believe the Pacers are a little upset about what happened in game one and are going to try to bounce back and even this series up. Just if you missed it, a quick jumper at the buzzer was no good for the Pacers. CJ Miles, I'm still not sure about that shot selection for CJ Miles. He pulled up for a 14-footer. It seemed like he could have easily driven to the basket, but does come up short, and Cleveland got that game one win. So, again, Indiana hoping for retribution tonight as they take on the Cavs. That is the early game, Cavs-Pacers, and then, of course, it is Memphis taking on San Antonio tonight. So a couple of games in the NBA, a couple of games as well in the NHL. Your winners yesterday, St. Louis gets the 1-0 victory over Minnesota. They have opened up now a three-game lead, 3-0 in that series. Pittsburgh with a victory yesterday. The Penguins get the OT victory, 5-4. They now have a 3-1 series lead. Montreal closes the gap just a little bit over the Rangers with the 3-1 win, now a 2-1 series lead. And the Edmonton Oilers get a victory and lead now their series 2-1 over San Jose. Games tonight in the NHL, it is the Ottawa Senators. They take on Boston tonight in game three of their series. Washington takes on Toronto in a series tied at one game apiece. The other game, Chicago with a 2-0 deficit. They take on Nashville tonight. And your final game of the evening is the Anaheim Ducks. Calgary, the Ducks right now, the 2-0 series lead. So a lot going on tonight. A lot of NBA, a lot of hockey. If you are not seeing sports on your television tonight, you're just not trying. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll take a look at that Royals-Giants series as well as playoffs in the NBA and NHL. We'll do that all on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you on tomorrow's edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.